So the news bulletin, I have these very quick 10 points. I'm going to go through them within, inshallah, 5 minutes. It's 10:12, so let's see. Number one, Katyusha rockets. They're these kind of rockets, right? They have landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's highly fortified green zone. That was number one. Number two, Hamas says that all options are on the table in order to force Israel to remove Gaza's siege. I would take these guys seriously. Number three, a U.S. military base at the Erbil airport in northern Iraq was struck by explosive-laden drones. So these aren't the drones with the pictures. Apparently they have explosives on them. So these guys are progressing. Number four, 1,500 unmarked graves have been discovered in Canada. 1,500 graves have been discovered in Canada, and these are the graves of indigenous children. They're minors, right? Who had been separated from their families, forcibly sent to residential schools where they were taught different ways and a different culture, and they end up dying, either because they were killed, or they were being abused to death, or they weren't being taken care of. 1,500 children killed. Number five, UNICEF warns that 6 million children, 6 million Yemeni children are at risk of losing their education due to the Saudi-led coalition's war on Yemen. 6 million children who do not have the basic right to have education. Number six, the US's biggest base in Syria was hit by massive explosions. So it was a couple places in Iraq, a couple places. These guys are getting hit everywhere. For some reason, they don't get the point. Number seven, an Israeli cargo ship was attacked by an unknown weapon in the Indian Ocean. An unknown weapon. Allahu Alam, who knows what an unknown weapon is. Number eight, the trial of Sheikh Zakzaki and his wife Zinat Zakzaki has been postponed to the 28th of July. So today is the 8th of July. In about 20 days, the trial will again come to some sort of verdict, inshallah. And we again pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees them once and for all from the clutches of these oppressors. Number nine. 62% of Gaza, that means 1.24 million people, out of a total of 2 million people who live in Gaza. There's only 2 million people who live in the Gaza Strip. Out of 2 million, 1.24 million people, 62% of them are facing food insecurity. Food insecurity is a nice way of saying that they don't have food. 62% of Gaza, 1.24 million people are facing food insecurity as the socioeconomic situation in the decade-long besieged Gaza Strip continues to weaken. The fight for Palestine is not over. And finally, number 10. So number 10 is an interesting one. It is that women in Afghanistan have taken to the streets in the nation with weapons. Women in Afghanistan have taken to the streets with weapons, and I'm talking about real weapons, not knives and forks and these kind of, no, real weapons, AK-47s, rocket launchers. If you look at the picture, there's women, they're holding rocket launchers and AK-47s and other kind of cool weapons in this manner, including a microphone. AK-47s, rocket launchers on one side. The microphone is one of the most powerful weapons that we have in order to protest against the Taliban and other militant groups trying to overrun the nation. Even the women have now come out in the defense of Islam, in the defense of the nation, with weapons in order to protect the nation. May Allah help them in their righteous fight to protect their homeland. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.